Auburn's got to take advantage of this recruiting dead period, and this is how they do it.
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Five. Happy Friday. Happy Friday of the dead period. And we are going to get after it, get rocking and rolling, and give you some ideas of how Auburn can take advantage of this downtime. You had a little bit of a recruiting lull. What can you do with this time off, this mandatory time off, to sort of maximize and get ready to rock and roll when the short period opens and you can just get after it for Big Cat Weekend. But before we do that, you know we got to give a shout out to our boy, Ford Stokes, with Retirement Results presented by Active Wealth. Look, you want to talk about how to take advantage of your savings, take advantage of all the hard work you've done to build your wealth, to get you to that retirement spot. Ford Stokes is the guy you need to reach out to. Retirementresults.com/plans. There's your plan right there. Go there. You can get you a free portfolio analysis to make sure the work that you've done is going to be sufficient to get you where you need to be. And Ford Stokes can break it down, tell you if you're good, tell you where you need work, and he can kind of put a plan together to help you get you where you got to be. Auburn guy, I know he's paying attention to recruiting as well. He's fired up for the season. He's on countdown for football season. And I'll actually see Ford Stokes this weekend. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Make a friend out of it at the same time. Ford Stokes, Retirement Results presented by Active Wealth. All right, so it's the recruiting dead period. And a lot of times it seems like the news headlines can kind of slow down. Okay, there's not any visits. What a recruiting dead period means is there can be no recruit visits to your campus, and there can be no coach visits to recruits at their schools. They're obviously schools out right now, so no schools, no practice, no home visits, no nothing, no face-to-face visiting can be going on between coaches and players. It all has to be done on the phone. So in theory, I mean, if you're not, you know, if you don't have a plan, you can lose a lot of ground in that period, you feel like, because if you're already sort of, the perception is you're sort of in a lull, so to speak, you're sort of losing momentum. If you don't have a plan to maximize this time off, then, you know, you could just continue to drop any exponentially. That momentum could drop even that much more exponentially. So there's a few things that if these are my ideas, I'm sure this is what's going on. And these are ways that Auburn staff can maximize this time off to sort of recharge and get ready to get after it and sort of lead into Big Cat Weekend and lead into the season. So number one, commits. Okay. You've had a commitment on Wednesday that didn't go your way. Barring a miracle, barring a last-minute switch, you're probably going to have another one today not go your way. You had Shamar Arnaud on Wednesday. Not really sure. I put him in my predicted class because I didn't want to just pick all five stars for the whole class. But you don't really – I'm not 1,000% sure exactly how high on the priority list he was. But regardless, he goes to USC. And then today you have Herbert Scroggins, who is, by all accounts, your top, you know, edge player on the board. And it looks like he's going to commit, at least for now, commit to Miami today around 11 o'clock or so, around lunchtime. One that you thought you had in the bag. So those are two that have sort of gone the wrong way. So you need to get some to go the right way. Okay, you have no news headlines. Nothing can come out. You will have SEC media days at some point in time. So there's going to be some sound bites and there's going to be some stuff to kind of get you fired up for the season. But other than that, there's nothing. You have nothing. You could totally drop out of the headlines completely, totally drop out of the buzz. people forget that you got a top 10 class. You need to get some commits on the board. We've talked about the idea that they've had this thing sort of strategically planned out. And I think other than, you know, Herbert Scroggins, I still think you kind of do have that deal where you got some guys that could go ahead and pull the trigger. I think it's time. I think you really need to get somebody on board quickly. No, regardless if it's the 2025 class, the 2026 class, I think you need to go ahead and try to get somebody on board quickly. And I think next week could be a big week for that. The 4th of July, if you remember last year, you had D'Angelo Barber, I believe, committed on the 4th of July. And there were some guys, I believe, that committed around that time as well. So I think Auburn's, without a doubt, should be having somebody lined up for a July 4th commitment. Again, I don't care what class it is in. You just need to get back in the headlines in a positive manner. You need to get back in the headlines in a positive manner. And I think there's some guys right on the edge that you could possibly go ahead and push over. There's two 2026 guys I'm looking at. I think they actually may – one of them has – I think he's either put out a commitment date or said he wants to commit, you know, around that 4th of July time. That's your number, I believe, three player in the state for 2026, Shedarius Tootle. If you can get him to go ahead and pull the trigger, if you feel like you're in a good spot, I mean, work the phones, get that done. I mean, get a top three player in the state committed. Go ahead, get back in the headlines. If Jacoby Ward, I think his announcement is July 6th, which would be the Saturday after the 4th of July. If he's close, go ahead, get him locked in. Get him announced. Blake Woodby, if you feel like you lead for Blake Woodby, he'd be one of the top players in the class. Get it locked in. At this point in time, you need something on the board. You need somebody on the board, even if you have to move them up a little bit from when they want to announce. I feel like you need to get somebody on the board. Not for my well-being, mental well-being as far as recruiting. I understand where we are. I understand what's ahead, and I understand, you know, I don't necessarily live in the moment of emotion when it comes to recruiting, because I know there's going to be highs and I know there's going to be lows. And I know that it's hard not to trust Hugh Freeze to be able to close and put together a class. He's done it for at least two classes now. You know, his half class and then last class was obviously great. And we wouldn't have we were eighth, and I don't think we would have traded our class with the seventh or the sixth class as far as, trading class. I feel like we were very, very happy with how it turned out last year. And I think we're going to be eventually happy, but I do think for the well-being, just for headlines, for buzz, I think you need to go ahead and try to get somebody on the board quickly, like maybe even this weekend. If you could go ahead and get somebody on the board this weekend, I think that could grab back a little momentum for sure, as far as sort of getting that buzz. Hey, the wheels aren't falling off. Look, we just landed, you know, Hezekiah Harris, the number two player in the state of Alabama. Or we just landed Blake Woodby, one of the top cornerbacks on our board. We're still landing the top guys on our board. No, do not sound the alarm. We're good. So I think you want to get a commit in, and you want to get a commit in fast. I honestly believe you want at least one. If you could get one over the weekend, that'd be fantastic, especially after today. And then if somehow the miracle comes, somehow you get the miracle and you get the last minute flip with Herbert Scroggins, that's it. That's the one, you know, that's the one you want to get. But if it goes the way it looks and he goes to Miami, I think you need to get somebody on the board quickly after that, or you're going to start feeling a little bit of uneasiness, feeling a little bit, you'll see it on Twitter. You'll see it on message boards, even worse than it already is. Because that's just Auburn's. That's just how our fan base works. The highs are high and the lows are low, and the lows get low quick because we're kind of expecting the low. So get a commit on board. That's number one. Number two, reorganize your boards. This is a big, big time. Like, you got to take advantage this time to figure out. You should know pretty well where you stand at every single position group that you're recruiting. You should know. You should have a very good idea at this point in time who you think is right there. You know what it takes to get them. And I tell you what, you also know. You'll know who you pretty much don't have a chance with. You'll know who you might need to sort of wean off as far as contact goes, and where I need to redirect that energy. And I believe you're starting to see that a little bit already on the wide receiver board. Auburn already put out two offers, I believe, this past week to a former Ole Miss commit and a current Georgia Tech commit. Both guys, again, Hugh Freeze has a wide receiver type. Both guys, 6'3", right around 190 to 200 pounds. That's his type. He wants five of those, and I'm all for it. I like big dudes that can run. But reorganize your boards position by position. Quarterback's one. You got to be ready, because the clock is ticking on the Juju Lewis sweepstakes. The clock is ticking on that, and if that doesn't go down, you've got to pivot, and you've got to pivot fast. You've got to pivot quickly, and if you can get the best player that you possibly could get out of that pivot, you've got to be organized to do it. So take a look, take a deep look as far as every single player that you've contacted, players that you might need to contact. Go ahead and start putting feelers out. You can still call. You can still text. You can still communicate that way. Go ahead and start reorganizing and getting ready, because when that dead period ends for that short period of time, you got to pound it. You got to absolutely pound it. These guys that you may be offering to sort of recharge or reorganize your recruiting boards, you got to get them in for Big Cat Weekend, which we're going to talk about at the end. So this is a big self-evaluation time, board evaluation time that you need to take advantage of, to make sure that if the first guy doesn't go well, you're ready for 2, 3, 4, 5. You're ready for the rest. And this is a perfect time. You spent so much time up until now recruiting, bringing kids in for visits, going to evaluate. And now you have a time where you don't have to host anyone. You don't have to coach anyone. You don't have to really do anything other than just, you know, this. Work on the board. Work on your position group. And then obviously communicate with your current guys and communicate with future targets and things of that nature. So reorganization is big at this point in time. And I think, again, you've already started to see a little bit of that. You're going to start seeing, I think, more of these new offers going out to guys because they're doing this. They're going position by position, seeing where they stand. And it could be a little bit of foreshadowing as far as where they see themselves with some of the top targets. So does the new wide receiver offers, does that mean you don't feel quite as good about Caleb Cunningham or Derek Smith? It could be that you just, you know, you may only feel good about one of those. So you need to have some other guys. Again, this is the time to do that. The dead period, the time to do that. All right. Number three, NIL right now. This is a fantastic time. This is part of the reorganization board. Pretty much, where your number is as far as like what you have for this class. Okay. You know who you want to get, and you know what that number is it's going to take to get all of those kids that you want to get. So you know what you can be doing right now? This is where you can go on to victory fundraising. I think, and you will see a lot of like Auburn Club appearances and things of that nature that talk about, you know, what it takes to be able to get the class that we need to get to be able to compete. This is a time to get on to be working with On to Victory and getting organized, you know, getting the phone, getting on the phones and being able to, make sure that number is going to be adequate to get the class that you need to get. You should know where you stand. Okay. If we're this much short, this is a good time to figure out how you can go get it, or let who needs to know, hey, this is where we need to be. Y'all need to go figure it out. You need to go get it. This is the perfect time to do it. This is the perfect time to restructure and make sure that you're in the right spot financially. This is what's crazy to talk about that with high school football. I feel like I should be whispering. I feel like we should be talking about this behind like a old gas station somewhere. But no, this is college football now. You got to manage your salary cap. I mean, you do. You have. This is the perfect time to do it. You're reorganizing your salary cap for college football. That's wild. That's wild to think about. But this is the perfect time to do it. And you got like 3 weeks. You got like three plus weeks to really get after it and raise what you need to raise to be able to close this class out. So NIL, this is a very, very important NIL time. I think you'll start to see a lot of marketing. I think you'll start to see a lot of, this is where a lot of, again, the Auburn club visits and things like that. And you know that NIL is going to be a main focus of each and every one of those visits. The last thing, and this is the most important, and I've tried to tell you all this, this is the most important thing. It doesn't really matter what predictions go in. It doesn't really matter, honestly, what commitments are in at this point in time. Big Cat Weekend is the most important item on the schedule right now of this off season. And it's more important this year than maybe it's been in quite a while, because you can see rivals surging. You can see the perception of Auburn sort of either stagnating or even with, you know, the decommitment of Cardae Smith, maybe going backwards a little bit. So you've got to knock Big Cat Weekend out of the park, and you have 30-ish days. You have 28 to 30 days to organize and you're off. Okay, you're off. You got so much time to make sure that event is electric. That event is the biggest event of the weekend, because last year you saw the path. You saw the pathway. We started getting hints that Perry Thompson could flip, and he might flip on Big Cat Weekend. We started to feel that momentum rise, that momentum start growing. DeMarcus Riddick not flipping. I guess he had already decommitted, or maybe he was committed to Georgia and flipped Auburn. I can't really remember exactly if he decommitted first and then flipped or whatever, but you had DeMarcus Riddick leading up to Big Cat Weekend. Then you had Perry Thompson on Big Cat Weekend. Then you have Malcolm Simmons right close, either before or after that as well. You started to feel this crescendo building, and Auburn is sort of that crescendo is really flat right now. You're sort of like, where is that going to come from? So I think Big Cat Weekend is the most important aspect of this dead period to make sure that it is the bomb. Make sure that it goes off like last year. You build that crescendo up to having a big commit on Big Cat Weekend, probably having one after, probably having one before. You got, and then visitors, people that you don't, you big guys that you probably didn't expect to show up. Big Cat Weekend is the most important part. Big Cat preparation, Big Cat Weekend preparation is the most important part of this dead period, because you got to hit a home run. You got to knock it out of the park, because got schools that you want to compete with, are accelerating right now, and Auburn's kind of stuck in neutral. Auburn, they just are. Until you start seeing some of these things we talked about take place, Auburn's sort of perceptionally stuck in neutral. Even after a big commitment on Friday, you sort of feel like you lost some ground. So this is a great, the dead period may be dead on information flow, but it's not going to be dead on activity from the coaching staff perspective. So you got to get some commits on the board. You got to get them on the board fast. Get on the phones, get on the horn, do what you got to do, social media, whatever. You got to get somebody on board. And there's really, you don't have to reach. You got some good guys, you got some really highly rated guys that you feel really good about. You need to go ahead and get those on the board. Get at least one on the board really quick. If you pull off the miracle today, great. If you don't, you need to get one shortly thereafter on the board. Get that board reorganized, okay? You got to be prepared. They're already doing it. That, you know, they're going to be doing it. You're going to be ready for when that July 25th rolls around and that door opens back up and kids can come visit and coach whatever. You got to be prepared to hammer it out. You got to be prepared to pivot if you need to pivot. NIL, again, you got 3+ weeks. You know where you stand with these kids. You know what you need to have to be able to pull off the class you need to be able to compete at the top level of the SEC. It's a perfect time. You know what you need. Go get it. go get it. It's as easy as that. You got plenty of time with no distractions. Go get it. And then Big Cat Weekend, it's got to be monstrous. It's got to be boogtastic. It's got to be just action-packed. And you need stud after stud lined up to come. You got to build that buzz back. And I feel like that's crucial. I feel like that's crucial. Again, you had it last year building up. Where is it going to come from this year? This is the perfect time to do it. So if Auburn knocks those four things out, they will have just mastered the dead period. And I think, obviously, there's no reason to believe they won't. There's absolutely no reason to believe that they won't do. They're not already doing a lot of these things. So let's see what happens. It's another great week. And hopefully we'll have some action over the weekend that we can talk about next week. And when we do, we're going to rock and roll, and we're going to get after, and we're going to book hard. So like this video, subscribe to this channel. I'm getting choked up. I'm just getting choked up just thinking about it. Get in the comments. Let me know what you think. Did I miss something? Is there something that they could be doing in this dead period that I missed that might make a difference on the recruiting aspect? Let me know about it. Had a bunch of comments on the last show. Some people freaked out, saw the title, and didn't listen to the show. Thought that, oh no, is Charlie Five going south on us now? Absolutely not. I got all the faith in the world with his staff. So again, thanks for listening. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie _5. Y'all have a great weekend. If something pops over the weekend, we'll talk about it and we'll get back after it on Monday. So again, thanks for listening. Another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay button.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.